views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. My name is Steve Kramer. My partner, Tim Darter, is not with us today, so I am solo with a very special guest. But first, before we get to her, I want to tell you a bit about the practice of living awareness. That is Spirit Fire's own meditation practice. So it's a 14-step meditation practice, and each week on this show, we invite a guest whose passion, their career, their day-to-day living brings forward the energy of the step of the week. So each week, we dedicate a step and a show, and this is the first week of the practice. We are on step number one. So last week, we had Donna Mitchell Moniak, and she is the founder of Spirit Fire, and she's actually the creator of the practice of living awareness, and she leads the live online meditations. She does this nearly 365 days a year. We were kind of reveling at that, like, what a commitment to get up out of bed, and by 9 o'clock, you are sitting in meditation, opening the doors to anybody who'd like to join and offering a guided meditation live for free online almost every day, 365 days a year. That still blows my mind. This woman is so dedicated. So we had a lot of fun talking to her about meditation, about her practice, about what it means to create a group field, what it means to meditate with a group of people, and really some amazing stuff. So if you didn't catch that show, you can catch it on our archives, but we're on step one, and that step is smile. So anytime you want to start something new, you know, you bring a new practice into your life, you feel good about it. You want to smile. And a smile is just, it's a choice. You know, we can choose in any situation to smile. And I know choosing to make meditation a part of your life or to begin something new, anything new, to create your day makes you smile. And certainly sitting down 20 minutes, even if you only have 5 minutes and you do your own just aligning and attuning and centering yourself, you know, a smile can be such an amazing way to just start that practice. So with the practice of living awareness, we do it at the beginning of every single meditation because it just shifts your energy. It's the smile lifts the sides of your mouth up. You create a nice little bowl with your lips and you catch all that goodness that you're bringing down into your body through meditation. So that brings me to our guest, Elise Jolly. She is joining us. And, you know, Elise, right off the bat, I want to say welcome. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
And I just want to say your last name is Jolly. How awesome is it that we have Ms. Jolly with us for the smile step? If your name doesn't make someone smile, then really, I don't know what would.
you know, like, I've heard it my whole life. So it's always been a pleasure to bring a smile to someone's face.
So everyone loves you. Yeah. Are you jolly? Was there pressure to be jolly?
Yeah, I feel like there is. I mean, I get that question a lot, and it's not really something that I think about on a day-to-day basis, but I've always kind of wondered in my, you know, family line if, like, we are jolly. Like, we are very, as a people, as a person. And I wonder, like, is that just because we are, or because our name kind of influences that we are happy and laughy and smiley? So it's probably a little bit of both.
I think that's got a big part to play with it, because by all means, you are one of the super jolliest people that I know. And I know I smile every time I talk to you. So let's tell people a little bit about you. So Elise is a Reiki level 3 practitioner. She's also an esoteric healing practitioner. So if you've been listening to this show, you know about esoteric healing. I pull my people onto the show all that I can. But we're actually going to talk about a lot of things with Elise. Elise is a theater major, and after that, moved to New York City, got involved with theater, and is creative every day. So Elise and I have a lot in common. I would almost say she's a bit of my soul sister. Mm-hmm. I have learned so much from Elise, and she actually was one of my students in esoteric healing. And I only say that because, you know, we go into a situation and we think, these are my students and I'm the teacher. And I learned so much from my students, and I have learned so much from Elise, and watching the way she works with energy, the way she works as an esoteric healing practitioner, really the reverence she brings for the work and the sheer creativity. So, you know, there's so much to that, Elise, to living a creative life. And I know that we both moved to New York City with these grand ideas. We both are art teachers in school. Mm-hmm. We both did our thing. We moved to New York City, and you were in theater and I was in fine arts. And, you know, I know we both sort of had to come to a realization of what it is to not only make your career creativity, but make your life creativity. And you've had to do that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I was actually talking about that with my roommate last night, who is also another inspiring actor and comedian. But he's a few years younger than me. And he has been in the city maybe a year or two. And so he was kind of like hitting this place of like, what am I doing? And I spent all this money, and like, who am I? And I want to be famous. Ooh. But it was really, it was such a great situation for me to be in, because I was like listening to myself like 5 years ago, or really like 3 years ago. And, it had always been my dream to move to the city and to be an actor. Those two things, nothing else. Uh-huh. Just like in your case, that's not what really ended up happening when I moved here. To my dismay.
I don't know, to your dismay. I would say that you live an incredibly creative life. You know, I tap into you on social media and in any electronic way I can. And I would say that you are an insanely creative person, and you are always putting out there for people to receive. There's always an exchange with you. You know, it's always, you know, just the other day, something so simple as pressing flowers.
Yeah, the pressing flowers.
It's so beautiful. And, and I know that every time I see an image of you, I can tell that everything in that image, from the background to your surroundings to everything you've created around your environment, is all feeding you in a very creative way. And New York City does that for you as well, you know, certainly.
Yeah.
So, go on.
New York City definitely does that. I mean, I think that's why we move here, right? I mean, it's everywhere you look, there is a person who is creative. Someone's wearing something that is creative. Someone is creating something. And it's all like new. Like, there's lots of people that are doing just amazing things that I've never even heard of before. And it's just exciting to kind of collaborate, and everyone's kind of like riding the high. And I mean, it's easy to do that in New York City because it's such a buzzy energy here.
Yeah.
But you know, I appreciate you saying that, because I do feel I am a creative person, but it's taken me a long time to figure out that my creativity just doesn't fit into one like stream of creativity. Like, it's okay, all my creative sources are just used for theater.
Right.
And that it's taken me a long time to realize that stream of creativity that moves through really can lend itself to anything in my life. And it's like this big, large tapestry of things that are available to me if I lend myself to it, if I'm open to it. And like the pressing flowers, for instance, that was something that I saw in a book, and it was the beginning of spring here in the city. And I was feeling really inspired by the beautiful weather and the beautiful flowers. And I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll try it. I'll figure out how to do it, and I'll do it. And, so it's just like simple things like that. Just having like, I'm also a Pisces too. So Pisces love to have beauty and creativity around them at all times. So I feel like that's probably a big part of it as well.
Well, I love that when you were saying that, you mentioned newness when you were talking about New York City, because that is really a part of being creative. And it's also a part of meditation. You know, all everything you said actually is really inspiring in terms of meditation. It's that you are looking at the spring and being inspired by it and saying, I'm going to bring a little bit of that into my living room. And I'm going to bring a little bit of that into my own personal processing, which I love. And I think what draws creative people to New York City is that it's always evolving. Everywhere you look, it's constant change and constant metamorphosis, and it's always new. So if you're one who's open to being inspired, no matter where you look, there's something, as you say, somebody's stylish and everybody's trying to outstyle the last. And so it becomes this really group, like a group speak of creativity, which I really like. And I know that speaks to you as well. I was born on a full moon in Pisces. So see, we have that Pisces connection.
My family is also that way. Like I was closest with my dad's side of the family. He has two younger sisters and I spent a lot of time with them, and I spent a lot of time with my grandparents on my father's side. And my grandmother, multi-talented, both my aunts, multi-talented, my dad, multi-talented, all of them work with some type of craft, and they're all musicians. So, and like multi-talented musicians. So there's even like levels in like the music that they can do, like so many different things. And so I grew up with music and dance. Both my parents are dancers, and I grew up with my grandmother, you know, out in the garden and learning how to cook and learning how to sew, kind of like those cliche things, but like that's really what we did all the time. We're in nature. And so I just kind of grew up doing those things and being around very talented and inspired people and very curious people and people that are very jolly and open to different things that were surrounding them that, that they were interested in. And so like one of my aunts just a couple of years ago decided that she was going to take up pottery with her husband. And so now they do pottery and they have a blast. And so that's kind of what I grew up with and like what I was surrounded with. So that's kind of where I get it from.
It really is about creating your day. One thing Donna always says is at the end of her meditations is when she's done, she says, create your day. It really is about that, creating your day. So at least we haven't even begun to talk about energy. Yeah. Actually, that's all I'm talking about the whole time. We're going to go to our first break. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about your work as an esoteric healing practitioner. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information. What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are talking with Elise Jolly about smiles, and we're talking about living a creative life and what it means to create meaning in your day to day. Elise is telling us how she really grew up around an amazing family that's inspired. There's curiosity. That's one of my favorite words, is curiosity and wonder. Can you create a sense of wonder? Both Elise and I got out of art school and we moved to New York City at very different times, but same energetic. You know, when you want to be inspired, there is no place on this planet like New York City. But I can tell you, I can speak for myself, and I'm almost certain I can speak for Elise. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But there's something about New York City and the people that live in New York City, they've got a curiosity about humanity. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that you could be on an island of eight documented, there's got to be 11 million people really in New York City, and not really like people. I mean, you are around every class, every race, every background. I mean, it is just a kaleidoscope of human beings. And I find that the human story is constantly playing out. Now, Elise, you were a theater major. So, I mean, the human story must be pretty important to you. Yeah?
It's very important. Yes.
Well, go on. I was going to speak for you. I love doing that.
No, the human story is very important. And the type of theater that I did, or and still do, is devised work. So it's devised work is just work that you create on your own or with a group. And so being in New York City, and just like you said, it's every single type of human person being is in the city that you're sitting next to on the subway, or that you're exchanging conversation maybe in the deli or in the cab, what have you. And I feel like it really opens your world up even more. I mean, I've traveled internationally. I've been to various different countries in the world. Then even after moving to New York City, I felt like, wow, I never even knew that existed, or this type of thing happened, or I don't know. It just has really cracked open my world even more. And it happens all the time, like every day. You just kind of forget about it after a while, though. But yeah.
I know people say all the time here when we're cooking, they always say, because we cook for, Tim and I cook for all the retreats that come through, and they say, where did you learn to cook? How do you know how to cook all these, we'll have people here for 4 days, so you have to, it's got to be all different styles of food. And they'll say, where do you learn to cook? And I just say, I lived in New York City for 20 years. You're exposed to so many cultures and so many tastes and so many sounds, so many smells and flowers. You know, I know you love flowers. All the flowers come to New York before they go everywhere else. So you get first flowers from all over the world. So, but the human story, okay, that's the flower story. We could talk about that for a long time. So, you said esoteric healing. Now, esoteric healing, you've really got to be somewhat invested in the human story when you're working with the chakra system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the chakra system tells the story of the human being. You can move from your basic center all the way up to your crown. And as you talk about each one of those centers, there's a story attached to it. As we unfold our chakras, as we move energy through them, really we tell the story of where we're at energetically. You know, our life shifts as we move through all of the different chakras, and really our story changes and our relationship to other people's story and the story that we're co-creating changes. So, you know, tell us a little bit about some of the chakras you're working with these days. You know, and first tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your relationship to that work. And then I'd love to just hear what centers you're working with yourself.
Oh, myself. Okay. That's a good one. Well, I actually came to esoteric work through theater work through Faye Simpson, who created the work, The Lucid Body, which was using the chakras as a map for telling stories in theater.
Which is fascinating. I'd love to, can I just jump in there a second? Uh-huh. So just to go on with that a little more, I'd love to have Faye on this radio show sometime. Yes. So they are actually, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's method acting. And you are learning to express through a chakra. You're learning to identify sort of what a character is going through by associating them with a center that they would be expressing from, learning about that center and actually physically acting through that center, right?
Yeah. And it's that. And the fun thing about it is that it's kind of like a palette, you know, speaking in your language, it's like a palette of colors. So, you know, you can be working with the heart center and you could be working with the sacral center, and kind of playing around with those two. And she, you know, the words that she uses is imploded, exploded, blocked. And so you can kind of play with those different variations too. Came through this work through Faye. And at first I was like, I've gone through all the levels of Reiki. Like, I really don't need this. And she's like, no, you need this. If you're going to be doing this work, you need to be learning about esoteric healing. And I thought, okay, well, I've always wanted to learn more about the body. And so I'll give it a shot. And I was just so blown away. But after the first 4 days of the course, one that we did, and that just led me to do them all.
What would you tell the listeners who don't know, if they haven't heard other shows on esoteric healing, a move from Reiki to esoteric healing, what's the difference to you? What blew you away in a sense?
Okay. Well, this is no offense to Reiki, because I know there's lots of people who practice Reiki and it's really an incredible and amazing healing modality. But I think for me, I was looking for something more because I wanted to know more about the body that I was working with. I didn't know anything like anatomically or physically that was happening in the body when I was working on somebody. And so I kind of liken it, and what I say now to my clients who ask me the difference, I say, it's like having a Toyota, which would be Reiki. And now I drive a Ferrari, which is esoteric healing. And so, you know, I kind of rather drive the Ferrari because it's there and it's awesome. I'll take the Toyota out every now and again, but really I want to drive the nice Ferrari. So, well,
there is actually, you know, there is an articulation to esoteric healing. There's a specificity that it offers and there's really a way to really look at challenges in somebody's energy system with an exactitude that I've never found in any other healing modality that's working primarily with energy and not actually working with the body. I would say that acupuncture gets quite close. But I think that with esoteric healing, you're working on a level that is much, I'm sure there's acupuncturists that work very deep, but you're working with the soul, you know, with esoteric healing, and it's got a very long lasting, very penetrating and sort of an integrative effect that I find to be long term. But anyway, Yes.
Yeah. No, I completely agree so, with all that. Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to go to a break in another minute, but I want to say that for the listeners out there, Elise is fearless. You know, she took this work and really decided she was going to dive in. I can tell you that there's not a lot of students that go through, it's a 2-year program to learn how to become an esoteric healing practitioner, that really dive in and create a client base, that create a website, that do videos, that are really just diving right in because they understand it, they embrace it, and it takes creativity. And would you say that that's really a part of what you're doing in a minute?
Oh, a huge part.
Creativity is part of this work, right?
A huge part. Well, I feel so dedicated to the work because it's changed my life. It's given me this incredible language that I have now to use with my clients and also just know really what's happening with them, just on a much deeper level. And so I just feel like it's my mission to get it out there and to, get people in contact with the work.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about it after the break. But before the break, I want to let people know that Elise did a phenomenal video series where she took chakra and gave a very impromptu sort of a little speak about each chakra. And all of that, I'm sure you can find by going to elisejolly.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Elisejolly.com.
Those videos are there. They're a delight, and you will learn so much about each one of your 7 chakras. So we're going to go to a break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about the body. You know, you say you were interested in physiology, and I know a shift happened for you in physiology, and we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a sec.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Marian Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for. It's the year 2018. America has become the United States of China. We've owed China trillions of dollars we cannot pay. Consequently, we default.
How long do you think it will take this financial empire to crash and crumble? Just like that.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement. A movement to create awareness and empower people to be in action. We are strong together. We will always prevail. Get your tickets today at americathestrong.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We've been having an awesome, very smiley conversation with Elise Jolly. And I want to let you listeners know, you can find out more about Elise. And if you are in the New York City area and you would like a seriously amazing energy session, Elise is a phenomenal energy worker. She uses Reiki, but also uses esoteric healing. We were talking about that a bit before the break. You could go to elisejolly.com. Let me spell that for you. It's E-L-Y-S-E, Elise Jolly, and Jolly is spelled J-O-L-L-E-Y. So elisejolly.com. And, you know, esoteric healing can be done by distance and in the office or in a whatever kind of space you're doing in person. It's incredibly effective work. And so if you're interested at all, then go to Elise's website. And, you know, I would also say that esoterichealing.com is a really wonderful website just to learn a bit more about esoteric healing itself. Lots of information on there. So Elise, before the break, we were talking about the body and that with esoteric healing, you really learned, you personally learned a lot about physiology. And when you're doing this energy work, you're not only working on the chakras, but boy, you could be working on somebody's gallbladder, scanning their duodenum, you're working on their, you know, go on, the list goes on.
So, the list goes on.
Yeah. So it's really a lesson, you know, the many years of study is really a study in physiology. But as we get to know more about our bodies, you know, we create, again, that word reverence. We create a reverence for our bodies. And so much about this, about smile and the first step is taking a first step to your well-being. And how do we do that? You know, we have to notice, we sit down and smile and say, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I can make choices, that I have willpower. I'm thankful that I can actually take some time and meditate during the day and actually ask myself how I feel. Get to know the subtle systems, to know what it feels like when I eat that banana first thing in the morning. I know it tastes good, but does it really make me feel good? And that second cup of coffee, like, did I really need that second cup of coffee? There's a sort of, there's a space that meditation creates in our lives, and it allows us to look at the choices we make with such clarity. And so, Elise, I know that you're also involved in nutrition. Yes?
Yes, I am.
Tell people a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I guess, long story short, I was suffering with really bad allergies about a year and a half ago, and I was pretty much at my wit's end, and my doctor told me that I was going to be on an inhaler and allergy meds for the rest of my life, and that made me very sad because it's pretty expensive and because you have to take it every day, and I'd never really had any issues with that. And so, yeah, every day. Yeah. And so I never really had any issues like that. I'm a very active person. I ride my bike in the city. And so I was just having a hard time breathing and my chest was tight a lot of the times. And, anyway, so my mother is a massage therapist and she, one day I was going through her drawers looking at, you know, what pills she takes, like, you know, vitamin supplements and whatnot. And I saw this Juice Plus and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was like, what's this? And she was like, oh, it's my fruits and vegetables. And so I didn't really pay any attention to it, but I would take a bunch with me just because I was like, well, I want some of this. This is cool. And so then, like, fast forward 5 years later, I was at a business and networking event for my esoteric healing business. And I met this woman who was a representative for Juice Plus. I had no idea it was an actual business. And she was kind of telling me, I was like, tell me about this because my mom takes it. And she said it really helped her allergies. And I was like, oh, light bulb. I need this stuff so bad. I was like, I'll take it. I'm at my wit's end. I don't care. Like, I need something that's natural, that's not medicine that I'm taking every day. And so
those capsules in your drawer from 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, this is stuff my mom takes. And so I started taking it and experimenting with it. And within about a month or so, my allergies cleared up and I have not taken Claritin since. And I haven't used my inhaler since, and it's been about a year and a half. And so that's when a bigger light bulb went off, first in myself, and noticing just the power of plants. And I mean, I knew that, but I really saw it happen and work for me. And I mean, you know, I was suffering really bad. And so that was life-changing. And then I was kind of focusing and leaning into my clients who were coming in. And every single one of them has allergies or asthma or something that is bothering them that they need to be on medication for or whatnot. And I thought, well, hey, I could just recommend this to them. This has helped me. And so that's kind of where I've been at with it in the last year and a half.
Wonderful. I mean, and what, plus is Whole Foods. I mean, that's the point is they have taken fruits and vegetables and they have, can you explain the process? I mean, they've dried them at their peak and kept all the nutrients in and they've ground them all up and they've put them in capsules. So you're basically taking a whole food, freeze-dried, goodness.
Yeah, bioavailable. Yeah, bioavailable food. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like something out of the Jetsons, right? But yeah, well, it's just made for it to be easier than juicing. And also too, it's cheaper because when you think of like juicing with all organic foods, even if it's organic, if you're getting it in New York City, more than likely, even if it's not from the farmer's market, like it's been sitting on a truck for however long, it wasn't picked when it was ripe. It doesn't have all the nutrient content in it. It's pretty jet lagged. And so you're not getting all of the nutritional quality that you need in your body. So that's kind of the difference with Juice Plus
Are these, say we've got a peach, is this the whole peach dried and ground or is it juiced and ground and dried?
It's the whole thing. And that's the big difference. Yeah. Is that, you know, we're not going to eat the orange peel, but they juice it because it has all of the nutrient quality that we need. And so that is the big difference.
Right. And bioavailability. Yeah. I mean, there you have it. We eat so many foods that really our body just doesn't know the first thing to do with.
Yep.
You know, one thing I wanted to tell you about is it's going to lead to a good question after I, of course, tell a story. I've been listening to the Hay House World Summit. I love Louise Hay. You know, I would not have even put one foot on the spiritual journey had I not read You Can Heal Your Life, I think.
Of course.
About 20 plus 25 years ago, I was a kid.
Oh, and wow.
Book, I'm looking at it right now. It's actually on my shelf. Torn, and there's the new version right beside it because I had it too marked up and taken everywhere in my life. But every year she does the Hay House World Summit where they bring authors and speakers and just people who are doing amazing things for consciousness and for humanity. They bring them all together and each one of them does an hour long interview. So you can listen to all these interviews. It's amazing. I dedicate, you know, it's actually 3 weeks long and I listen to as many as I can. And I was listening to this, her name is Dr. Libby Weaver. She's from Australia. And she was talking about people trying to lose weight and why they just can't lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I found it interesting. She said basically that we are all living as if we are under attack. This perception that there's an urgency to our lives. So Elise and I know that we're all living out of our basic center. We are fired up. Our adrenals are going crazy. But what was is that as we know from esoteric healing, you know, the adrenal glands have so much to do with our sex hormones. They have so much to do with almost actually so many hormones. Those little adrenal glands really regulate so many of the processes in our body that it's not just fight or flight. So when you're messing with your adrenal glands, you can really disrupt the balance of your whole entire endocrine system and therefore your whole physiology. She was saying that a lot of people are obese. She was talking about it in terms of menopause and in terms of obesity and how living this urgent life really messes with all of that. She was saying that when you live your life like you are that something's attacking you. Like, you just got to go, go, go. Meaning we've all drink 5 cups of coffee a day, that basically your body moves to burning fast fuel, only sugars. And it does two things. It thinks that something's chasing you, so you need fast fuel and you've got to run away, and that where you might be going, there might not be food. So your body has this like messages that it stores inside of itself that says, run, use fast sugars, and two, store your fat because there might not be food where you're going. And this is from human evolution for who knows how long has been imprinted in our DNA. And so when we're constantly waking up and drinking coffee and going and stressing and worrying and everything's weighing heavy on us, we're actually instructing our body not to burn our fat. And it's why so many people, myself included, eat really healthy, but yet cannot seem to lose those last couple pounds. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I eat organic food. I live on a farm. I eat great. But, you know, I'm a little wound up all the time. You know, I'm a treat center. I'm doing a million things. So what I think I need to do is a cleanse. And Elise, I know that that is a part of Juice Plus and a part of what you offer your clients. And I'm seeing that so much these days that people are doing these group cleanses and they will use social media, they'll use Facebook, and everybody will get together and do this as a group. It's like we need this support system. You're finding that's pretty popular these days, yeah?
Popular would be an understatement for sure. It's all about community, right? And especially my background, which is in theater, which is all about collaboration and community. I feel like it's the perfect recipe for people to be held accountable for one, but in a way that's positive. It's not negative. It's just saying, okay, here are the rules. We're not going to drink caffeine. We're not going to eat any processed foods. We're going to try and cook our food and have our, you know, home prepared meals for these 10 days or 30 days. And, you know, we have our list of rules. And then from there, someone is like hosting in this group, this private group. And that person is either leading a meditation every day and kind of providing some positive words for the day, or the person who's leading it is a fitness instructor and they're doing a 2 to 3 minute like workout session a day and some different moves that you can do in your workout routine. So it's all just like very positive. Everyone just kind of asks questions or shares recipes. So it's just a wonderful way to connect with other people who are doing the same thing as you and to have that accountability over those 10 days. So you know what? I can try something different. I can do one simple thing in these 10 days to kind of change my health for the better.
Well, we're going to go to a break in a second, and I want to come back and just go talk a bit about group. So anyway, a little bit more about group and sharing. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are talking to Elise Jolly today. And just before we got off the break, she was telling us about the pros. I don't think there's any cons of doing these group cleanses. Now, Elise is an esoteric healing practitioner, but she also knows quite a bit about nutrition. She is a representative for Juice Plus, and she's been doing these group cleanses. So I was just talking about that little role that I can't seem to get rid of. And what was so wonderful about being a part of the Hay House World Summit was that, you know, I didn't really associate this idea of sort of fat being burned as it's sort of like throwing gasoline on a fire or the slow burning wood. It was this concept that this Dr. Libby Weaver was talking about. And it really made me see that I just need to actually slow down. You know, sure, I meditate every day and I eat beautifully, but I am wound up for most of my day. And at the end of the day, I collapse. And they were just talking about what it can be to giving yourself a certain amount of rest during the day, and especially before and after meals, to really tell your body you're not actually being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. more food later. But it was the group that actually, that idea of that I was thinking about this and that there were more people involved. And granted, this was just an interview I was listening to, but I can imagine that doing a group cleanse, you share ideas. So it's not, you were saying it's so much about support and accountability, but I would think it's also about creating a group vibration, right? And sharing ideas.
Yes. It's, oh my gosh. Like once after the 10 days is done, we also do a 30-day cleanse. We call it like a transform 30 or a transform 10. And after it's done, and so sometimes it could be on a text thread, but lately we've been doing the Facebook group because you can share so much in that Facebook group
and
it's private. Exactly. And so
except to Facebook.
And it's private. That's right. But, I think also the biggest thing too, like with that group kind of energy in that group mindset, is you really get a lot done because you have people that are posting every day, like, hey, I got up and I did my exercise and I'm drinking my shake and I'm headed to work and I feel really good. And so when you see that in the morning, you know, when you check your phone, you're like, all right, I want to get out there. I want to, at least that's how I feel. I'm like, okay, I want to get out there. I want to do that. I want to get my exercise in. I want to feel good for the day. I want to eat healthy. I want to make healthy choices with the food that I'm consuming. And so when those 10 days are done or those 30 days are done, it's almost like a leaving camp. You know, that feeling, like, I don't know if you ever went to camp as a child,
yes,
but
I did.
And you're like, you just made all these really new, great, awesome friends. And then you kind of have to say goodbye. And it's really sad. It's really sad to like say goodbye to these people that you've really connected with. And so you kind of hope that they're going to jump on the next like 10 day or the next 30 day, just so you can kind of connect again, because you learn so much from people and you get so much inspiration from people and so much, positive, you know, communication. And like, they're like, you can do it. Like, we're so proud of you. And so like that whole mentality, it's just, it's positive vibration, right? It makes you want to do better for yourself and like do better for your health. And also I'd like to add too, like sleep is a big part of what we do as well. We say anywhere between 8 to 9 hours every night. And that's one of the rules, that you have to sleep 8 to 9 hours.
Wow.
Tell that because, yeah, because it's so important. It's so important to get your rest. So.
Well, that I must say that I do very well. I'm good at 8 hours of sleep. But boy, it really is just all about educating ourselves. You know, it's really about just about group speak, what do we have to share with each other, and just learning, learn. So I know, Lisa, I've learned so much. This has been a great conversation. We've talked about creativity. We've talked about New York City, about the chakras, about nutrition. You know, for this first step smile, we all have for every round, you know, so you may not know this, every round that the practice starts, we start a new round of people that we bring to the practice to talk about the ways in which they might use the tool in their lives. And every round for Smile, we have somebody talking about nutrition and about diet and about really making the cells of your body smile. You know, that it's not only about, you know, about finding happy things, but it's about feeding your cells, making them smile, and actually it's about making your sort of emotional vibration smile. It's about making your mind smile by learning new things. So very important stuff. So I'm not going to let you off the hook so quick. I want to know, Elise, which chakra you're working through these days.
I thought you were going to forget about that now.
I know there's got to be something. And then you can tell us just a little bit about the center. It'd be fun.
Okay. What chakra center am I working on now? You know, but see, it's so hard sometimes, Steve, to say, because it's like, oh, I feel like all of them, right? But I feel like the one.
You get to say Ajna.
Yeah, right. Just covers everything. I would say I'm kind of leaning between throat and also basic center. Basic center is, I think, because living in the city, basic center, that one is always like, I'm always seeking balance in that area. And actually the remedy for basic center, which I'm going to do today, is I do not do well in the city if I'm not riding my bike. If I have to take the subway or I have to take a cab, they completely drain me. They drain my energy. And at the end of the day, I don't feel good.
So what is it about your bike? Is it that you're outside?
I'm outside. I'm kind of the master of my own destiny in a sense. Cause I can weave around traffic and also it grounds me. Yeah. And so I guess it could be sacral too, but it really puts me in touch with my body and my physical body. I think a lot of times I kind of forget that I have a physical body and I'm like, oh, I just don't eat and forget to drink water. And so when I'm on my bike, it's like my voice and my breath is deeper and it's in my body and I feel clearer and I feel like I stand stronger. So I would say definitely always working on the basic center. And then I think one that I'm kind of moving, like finding more of a resonance with is my throat center. I feel like that one for me has, and even with theater I've been doing theater all my life, my own voice, not a character's voice. I mean, I've learned how to speak and to resonate my voice through a character, but I'm really learning with my own business and going to networking events and talking about what I do that I'm really working on Elise and my voice. And yeah, so I feel like my throat center, I'm working on a lot.
Beautiful. Well, I love hearing your voice, and I think you're doing an awesome job, not only for yourself, but for all of us in creating a really vibrant and creative world. So you keep on keeping on, Elise, and keep New York City, you know, inspiring you and the people around you happy and smiling. So, you know, for those of you listening, Elise, I hope you'll keep meditating. Are you still meditating?
I am meditating. And you know what? I use the Spirit Fire website.
So awesome. See, there you go. There's a pitch. Yep. I didn't even ask for that.
No, I've been using it ever since. And really, truly, I love it.
Awesome. Well, we're starting a new round of brand new live meditations. We have started it this week. So if you missed Monday's meditation or this morning's meditation, all you got to do is go to livingawarenessmeditation.net. So that's our blog, but you can make it easy on yourself and go to spiritfire.com. And everything you need to know is there about the retreat center, about our online programming, about meditations, about the blog, about the radio show. Do you see why my adrenals are going all the time, Elise?
I do.
It's a lot. So anyway, it's been great speaking with you. And if anybody would like a really amazing energy session, Elise does distance work. She does work in a studio. It would be elisejolly.com. Again, it's ElyseJolley.com. And anything else you want to tell everyone?
No. Have a good day.
And smile.
Create your day.
Exactly.
And be jolly and, you know, all those things. But no, really, maybe stop and take a breath.
Yeah.
I do that a lot in the city. Just stop, take a breath.
Stop, drop, and breathe. All right. It's been great to be with you, Elise. And thank you all for listening. And we'll see you next week on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.